just kind of sealing up what the Spirit's doing inside of us as we've been gathering today with our hearts wide open. We're going to look at just a few verses in Ruth, but before we go to Ruth, I would like to just lead it off with a scripture in Philippians. It's Philippians chapter 3, in verse 21, and I'll just read it now. Who shall change our lowly body that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. I'll just read that again. It's Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21. Who shall change our lowly body that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray over that verse now, Lord. We just ask that your Spirit would give thy word entrance into our hearts, Lord, that we could hear what was in your heart, what is your reality, what is the life and spirit of this word that is you, how we can lay a hold of the word of truth and let it seed our heart, Lord, and bring forth Christ. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We do not enter in alone. That's just kind of the thought, the pondering and meditation over that verse. We cannot enter in alone. We cannot enter in based on our own spirit and nature. Even as Naomi had to bring Ruth in and Joshua had to bring Caleb in, so does Jesus need to bring us in. He alone is able to subdue all things unto himself. And we just see that whatever the chapter or verse or book of the Bible is, or chapter and verse and season of our lives are, where we desperately need more of Jesus, just Philippians chapter 3 telling us that we can't gain that Christ apart from Christ. He's our Joshua. He's the head of the body. He is the Savior of the body. It says that in Ephesians 5. He's the Savior of the body. He's the head of the body. He's the Joshua of the body. And he's the one who subdues these lowly bodies. And he's the only one who is able to subdue every part of it unto himself and fashion it like his glorious body. He's the one. He's our hope. He's our conqueror. He's our possessor. He's our Joshua. He is our hope. No one enters in alone, but through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Through his death. Through Jesus Christ, through his burial, through Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, through Jesus Christ. We cannot take that land. We cannot enter in to that spirit and that attitude and that response apart from him. He is the only hope. His life in us, his nature formed, his government changing ruts and defaults and traps and strongholds and fortified cities and ways that are so a part of how we exist that we can't but breathe and it goes that direction. We can't but think a thought and it takes that mind. And that's why, even before we look at Ruth, just a quick glance in our hearts at the book of Joshua, when they went in, the spies went in to search out the land, and they came back, 10 of them, with that evil report that said there are fortified cities, there's giants, the inhabitants are warlike people, we're like grasshoppers, we can't take this land, we can't. And they were looking at themselves, they were looking to themselves, they were putting their faith and focus on themselves. And in that reality, it is true, there is no hope, there is no way. They are as grasshoppers. It's impossible with them. But Joshua and Caleb had another spirit because they had another life they were hoping in, another way of possessing the land, of entering into him, of taking ground for Jesus. And it had to do with the Lord subduing, another life. They didn't have hope in themselves. They didn't. And it didn't lead them to depression and unbelief like it did the 10 spies. You know, no hope and coming to the end of ourselves and complete failure. And just, I know I'll always fail. I know I can't change this thing. Can lead us to complete unbelief and departure from the Lord. Can just say, I'm going to wander. I'm not going to enter in. I can't. I've proven it. It's foolish to think that these fortified strongholds that I've, you know, tried to bring down with my own hands for most of my life are ever going to come down. That's just a dream. That's just a false hope. But that's that unbelief based on us being the Joshua, being the source, being the head, being the power. But when we come to an end of ourselves and we see the destruction of our flesh, we see the hopelessness of our flesh, we see the strength of our old ways, our flesh, our old lives, our own mind, our own nature, you know, we can get depressed and despair into unbelief and departing from the Lord. Or at that moment we can, like Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 declares, we can look unto Jesus. We can look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. We can lay hold of Jesus in new ways. We can link in and uplift him as the head and submit our lowly bodies and our stronghold cities and our lack of his life unto him. And let him save our soul and save our body and be the savior of his own body. And we can begin to lay hold of him with a faith. Maybe that's different than the other kinds of faith we've had. Faith that's mixed with our own goodness, our own righteousness, our own plans and manipulations and ways that we're going to get through with and for him, but laced with the flesh, laced with religion and self-righteousness and all fake lamb and self-exalting spirits in the name of Jesus and all kinds of things that the Lord would never receive. When we come to a certain point, we can just lay down and give way to the enemy and give way to our flesh and be subdued by a spirit of unbelief, a spirit of regret, a spirit of, I failed to the point of, I'm not even going to try. Or we can lay down at the foot of the cross, like, and now we're in Ruth, like Ruth did. If you will, at the foot of Naomi's grave, Naomi's bitter end, where her life was pretty much over, a picture of the cross in just a shadow form. And we can say, I'm not going to let this be my end. I'm not going to let all these circumstances, all these failures, all of these things in the earth that could point me to just quitting or just turning back to the old Moab life. I'm not going to let that rob me of my future with Jesus, of his future in and through me. I cannot, for Jesus' sake, allow my failures in my circumstances, in my immovable mountains and indestructible cities, and warlike problems and ruts. I cannot allow them to keep me from moving forward into the land where there is bread and Obed and David and a seed and a future and a coming king that will come out of this lineage. I cannot, for God's sake, in the earth, I cannot let my past, my present, dictate my future. And it's at that point that Ruth fell down on top of Naomi's grave, if you will, and just said, your death, my death, your burial, my burial, your future, my future, your people, my people, your God, my God, where you go, I go, where you die, I die, where you're buried, I'm buried. She found a whole new approach to her future through Naomi's death, through Christ's death, instead of her own death. It's at that moment, that sweet spot in time, in a moment in our heart, where there's this choice, whose death am I going to embrace, my own or his as my own? Whose future, the future of my flesh, manipulating, working things, trying to get through, trying to make it Jesus, trying to get better, or his future where he subdues all things. His cross gets so deep in me that it is no longer I. I really am buried, and I'm not going to keep showing up and popping up and manifesting my flesh. I really am going to experience less of me. Lord, I take in that spiritual place where Jesus died as me and was buried as me and rose with me in him. I take it into my heart. I take it into my faith. I take it into my future. I take it into my approach to daily things where the enemy and the old ways used to dispossess the land that belonged to Jesus inside of me. And I lay hope and I lay a hold of the cross of Christ in a deeply personal way that will dictate my future by him who can subdue all things unto himself, where it's no longer I, but I am his body. I am his body. And that heart just has to turn away from its resources, like those 10 spies did not do, but Joshua and Caleb did do, and be with the Lord's heart, and be with the Lord in his death, and in his burial, and in his resurrection, which was all for us to enter into him, and allow that to be more real than our old approach. And in those moments, which are maybe all day long, let it ignite our faith, and set a course for our feet, and an approach to these things that rise within us, to rob us, to rob him, of entering in to all that he is and will be in us, all that he can do in us that we cannot do, the changes he will bring as we allow him to subdue us deep within, to possess our inward parts. Oh Lord, how precious you are, how real you are. How powerful your death and your burial and your resurrection is, not as a teaching or a doctrine, but as something powerful in our lives every moment, that the old would pass away and the new would manifest and form and come forth. Lord, let it be in our faith, in our lives, in our situations where we are in dire need of change and the change needing to be you, Lord. May we lay hold of you, Jesus. Father, in the midst of so many opportunities, so many reasons to go back to Moab, so many strong, logical, obvious reasons why we should return to our old ways, why it would be just so obviously the logical path to not go the way of the cross, of really being with you there, trusting you there, yielding to you there, letting you be Lord there. Lord, just like Naomi asked Ruth, why would you go with me? Why? Why? Lord, we hear you asking us, why? Why would you let my cross take you places when you could do it all yourself or go another direction? Return to your old mind and your own methods. And we just say, where could I go? Entreat me not to leave you in this way. Will you die? I will die. I want you in this way. I'm going to go and enter in. I want to go on this journey. I want to enter into this new season by you, not by my old ways, not by my old ways of dealing with things, even things in me. Jesus, make all things new. Make all things new inside of me. How I approach even my own flesh until it works, Lord, until you have subdued it, until you truly have come forth and are enthroned in my heart. So, Lord, we just lift our hearts up, lift our souls up, our minds, our inward parts, the areas where it is not your Son, Father, where your temple is not filled with your glory, and where there are true inhabitants within our land that steal your glory. Lord, we want our inward parts possessed. We want to be subdued and filled. Salvation cometh from the Lord. We cry out to you, O God. We look to you. We put our faith in you. We press in. We cleave. We follow. We believe. Our faith is active and from the heart and sincere. Not lip service or crying service. From the heart, Lord, we believe. From the heart, Lord, we cleave with purpose. We cast all our care upon you, Lord. Bring forth your Son in us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for hearts that love you and long after you and desire true increase of Jesus within and true decrease of us in our old ways. So we just give you our prayers and our hearts today, Lord, our faith and oneness, Lord, with you based on your death. In Jesus' name, amen.